Blog Talk Radio.
Those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Crest and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello.
Good evening.
It is here too, obviously.
Good evening, folks. It's Red Hood and Johnny. We are back for another episode and series, the continuing series of AMC Press and Co. Live. We are sponsored tonight by the International Association of People Who Don't Know How to Speak Right, as well as the International Association of People Who Don't Know How to Actually Advise the Young Millennials on Wealth, and also the International Association of Fucking Peckerheads. No, really. Anyway, also, we're also sponsored by, apparently we're sponsored by Walmart, who's trying to give us low wage, or minimal wage. More on that later. We are also sponsored by the New York Past, admission to 70 of New York City's top attractions. Start at $65 per day. $65 per day to tour the entirety of New York City and think that you're local. Brilliant! Also, save up to 40% on books, music, DVDs, on Fire at the Lighter Side, where you can find... And where can you find us? Us, ladies and gentlemen. Us! Yes, us! Hello! White flag over here. Yeah, right. Anyway... where can you find us? It's called ismyeuros.com/AMC Press or tweet us at AMCPress31 and AMC Press News. We do take ongoing headlines. So if you have any headlines tonight, and we will be watching tweets, which can be found, everything else can be found on ismyeuros.com or AMCPressCo.com. Don't be afraid, we don't bite. On with the show.
Very hard. We don't bite very hard, that's for sure. We just
we
nibble.
Don't bite very hard. We sort of bite, but then again, we don't bite like sharks. Anyway, so on with the show. Facebook. We're out now. What are we going to do to you? What are you going to do to us, more apparently? You've already caused us major harm with privacy policies. Now, your founder has also... donated $1.5 million to Ebola, a disease that we don't even know that every half a nation is running scared at. Even Mexicans who work in dishwashers and dishwashers union are running scared. They don't even know what it is, but yet they continue to make tacos. Yet, also, the fact that, you know, let's think about it, Mark Zuckerberg is, well, a billionaire, but yet he's donating it to something that we don't even know what it is, and people are dying from it. It's this mysterious disease. Ebola. It's almost like you know, you can run in the street and you hit Ebola. If Ebola was a name, then Ebola could probably be anything. Well, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, Johnny?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean, brother? You know what I'm saying, right? So, also, let's just see what Facebook's caseload looks like, okay? Let's see. It creates a safety check tool for disasters. Right. When you have a disaster, Johnny, who do you call first?
I used to call my parents.
Who else do you call? In law enforcement, you call the police, you call the hurricane relief department. You call everything else but Facebook.
Yeah.
Right, the 411, the 911, the 311, the hurricane 11, the I don't give a fuck because it's Tuesday and it's a hurricane season 11.
Yeah.
But yet, Facebook has taken it a step further that check safe have a safety check or disasters. Now, Mr. Zuckerberg, we put up with your shit for long enough.
Yeah. Facebook wants to know.
Right? We've put up with your shit long enough. Okay, we have earthquakes, others. Facebook disasters, but the safety check on Facebook will make it a lot easier to grow out a message board for Facebook engineers that would let others know we have an earthquake and we need disaster relief. Oh, okay.
But wait, safety check will send them a notification asking. And there's no option.
There's no option, exactly. So,
like, no, I'm not okay. I'm bleeding from the ears here.
Exactly. No, I'm not okay. But no, I'm not okay says to me, no, I'm not okay. Please send help. Oh, wait. Send the appropriate help. Send Facebook. Send the Mountie. Send the cavalry, you know, send in the disabled cavalry, which is worse than the mounted cavalry, which is worse than
send in
half
super
of...
sucks.
What?
Send in... Somebody call Super Zuck.
Yeah, right. Send in Super Zuck. Oh, no. God. Yes, send in his wife. What is his wife going to actually do? You know, he's just going to say, can you please donate? You know, once users will activate the tool that will determine the location and the city that they have listed in their profile. Okay. Time out.
Like, hold up.
Number one. Hold up. 2 seconds. Okay. People sometimes want to remain anonymous, right? So they put out a fake location. Now, are you going to be stupid enough to go out and see if, number one, you're... I'm going to go just click on New York. I'm based in New York. Oh, okay. Right. So we should send help there right away. Okay. You're all the way in California. No. It is like... And yet it's going to notify that they are safe during an after natural disasters. let's think about this here. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, it's hysterical because they said users can also mark their friends as safe, but the friends have to approve that they're safe. Like, as if they're gonna actually go and say, "No, you're not safe. You're in a garden area with orangutans. You're not safe. Oh, you're in a tsunami. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not safe. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Your friends are gonna actually help you." Give me a break. You know, come the fuck on. You know, come the fuck on. How do you, you know, if you were...
And whatever happened to calling somebody on the phone?
Exactly, what? Hello, ring, ring. Hello, I'm in danger. Hello? Hello? I'm in danger. Hello? I'm in danger. Hello? Oh, crap, I'll send an email. Hello, dear, hello, dear person. I am okay. Shit. I am going to tweet you just to make sure you got the message. Click. Hello? 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 Are you here? Hello? Wow. Hello? Kind of thing. Whatever happened to next door neighbors? Whatever happened to, everything's moved inside? Whatever happened to, I'm going to be safe during the hurricane because I have a flashlight, some water, some Evian, and some fucking ice cream. You know? Johnny, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when you had a hurricane, right? When you had a hurricane or anything like that, did you stay in the house or did you run crazy to Facebook? And, did you run around three times around the house and say, I'm here! Ah! I'm here! Did you? Probably not. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Wait. Did you make yourself a target?
Like, how can I I'm worried people are all with smart, like, how can I respond? I don't have internet.
Exactly. I didn't have internet, so my smartphone didn't work, and they go, where were you? I was in the hurricane. You come back into your office with your tie wrapped around your head like a turban, and, you know, everything out as if you've just crossed an action thriller. Oh, shit! You know, yet everything else, you know, everything else is hunky-dory, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I can hear
a lot of typing. You know, everything else is hunky-dory. You know, the thing I sort of hate is, you know, it's gotten so technologically set these days, you can't even call the fire department. You know, the fire department has a Facebook. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Wouldn't you agree?
It's like... Some people don't have an internet. Like, oh, you gotta go online. Like, We don't have an internet.
Well, I don't have an internet. Oh my god. It's going to be so horrible. Well, get a flashlight. You know, get a flashlight and have anything but sex. You know, put the flashlight on the wall and create finger puppets. You know, I made a bird. Oh my god, I made Bill Gates. Oh, what did you make? I made Scarlett Johansson. Oh, mate, Scarlett Johansson, she's a fucking prick. Anyway.
Rock.
What?
I got a rock.
I got a rock. What do you get? Oh, I got a spider. You know.
I got candy. I got a rock.
Or I got a fish. I got a rock. What did you get? I got a rock. What did you get? I got a rock, too. What did you get? I got a spider. Want to trade? Kind of thing. Yeah, what is this from marijuana getting in candy? You want to take that, Johnny?
How fitting that we actually work in a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown reference.
Yeah, but, you know, Great Pumpkin. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown 2 weeks early.
Yeah. Why not? Because all the holidays are being rushed anyways.
Right, exactly. We had Yom Kippur, which was rushed. Passover, which was rushed. You know, I think God wanted to go basically saying, oh, yes, we're going to
still here.
Oh, no, he's still there. Anyway, Halloween and candy may contain marijuana, Denver police may say. It's not legal to stuff marijuana into candy in, in Denver, right? Yeah, and cannabis candy is a big part of the scene. Now, Denver police are having an unusual one ahead of Halloween. In short, they want all people to know that candy is not all candy is for kids. Could you imagine somebody coming to your door and saying, trick or treat, I'll have some Hershey's, and I'll have some Reese's Pieces, I'll have some Bunger Crunch, and oh yeah, I'll have that green thing that looks like cannabis. Mommy, what is this? Kind of thing. But yet, the funny thing is that Patrick Johnson, who is the owner of the Urban Dispensary, who creates a video showing how pot candies can resemble traditional candies, said it's a knockoff candy. Well, how in the hell do you buy fruits in bulk and spray them with hash oils? Oh, once the oil dries, there's no way to tell the difference. Well, obviously, if you want your kid or daughter to be high, just go trick or treat, trick. You know?
Yep.
Yet, I mean, what do you think about it, Johnny? What's your opinion on it?
I think it's wait. This ain't like, wait, this ain't a Jolly Rancher. Like, dude, I'm seeing colors and trippy stuff.
It's almost like,
I must ride the pink elephant.
I mean, it is, it's like, I must ride the pink elephant. I must go as a ghost following. Oh, wait a second, that's not a marijuana witch. I must get one Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and read it, and then I must read The Magic Bus, and then I must listen to The Who, and then I must. I don't want to. I must! You know, kind of thing. But yet, the most interesting thing is, why would you want to spray it with hash element? You know, why would you want to do it? I mean, if anything else weren't enough,
like, dude.
Dude, I have an ass out patch. Whether you have did a ass out patch as well? You want to trade the gold ones for the red ones? Or not? You know? Kind of thing. Anyway. Yeah. I'm looking to trade Pentagrons. Do you have any Pentagrons back here? Do you want any more Winter Crunch? No, I don't want any more. Now, do you want any? Do you want any Reese's Pieces? Yes, I want them. I want the other Reese's Pieces. Now, if you want the Reese's Pieces, you have to give me a Winter Crunch. Kind of thing. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
It's like,
however, the problem was that these products look so similar to candy that if they've been on the market and we've been eating them as children, there's really no way to tell the difference for a child or a parent or anybody in the field to tell you whether or not a product is infused. Well, if it's infused, you can... He said that the... And that's true. Because we've been eating Winter Crunch since the mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Right?
There's
no way...
Dad, since it's Denver, like, where to adults it's actually legal, but the kids, it's illegal. We know there's some sick.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's so much.
Yeah. See, if I was in Colorado, I'd watch my back.
Well,
I take those extra steps because.
I mean, I would take, if I were a parent, I would take the extra steps and snap the things in two, just to make sure that, you know, and then rewrap them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's incredible what you can do with candy these days. Rice Krispie treats,
yeah.
Lollipops, Hubby bars, caramels, fudge, butter. You know, lemonade even.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
and chocolate colored pencils, brownies, special brownies, caramel infused truffles, Finland blue peanuts, agave nectar, sugar free hard candy, lozenges, coffee, Oreo raisin cookies, taffy, hard candy, vegan peanut butter cup, ice cream, olive oil even, pop pop ice cream sandwiches, baking cheddar biscuits, savory pencils, chocolate, and chocolate. There's just only so much you can get away with, right?
Yeah.
Chocolate! I love chocolate. But the chocolate is so fucking good. You know?
Wait, I'm drinking the chocolate right now.
My God. Oh, God, Johnny, be careful that you're not drinking hashish. Anyway, let's see. Do we really think that reheated pasta is less fattening than fresh pasta? BBC News Magazine went to find out. And let's just see. This worries me because I'm a pasta lover, like anybody. Many food lovers worry about pasta making them fat. But simply cooling the pasta and reheating your meal make it better for you?
I'm not sure if that's true or not.
I mean, when did nutrition and the labels, trust me, I'm a doctor, really produce results? You know, that is the question. That is the question, you know. To have pasta, and they say, oh yeah, it causes you fat. Well, if it causes you fat, to be fat, then what would sticking it in the microwave do?
It'll just make it hot again.
It'll make hotter, exactly. So then, what I'm trying to wrap around is that they say, in response to a blood glucose in our bodies that produces a rush of hormones, and you get your blood glucose back down to its normal as swift as possible because the persistence of high levels of glucose in the blood are extremely unhealthy, understandable. But then a rapid rise in blood glucose followed by a rapid fall can make you feel hungry quite again soon after a meal. It's true of sugary sweets, cakes, and chewed on things, but it's also true for pasta and potatoes, white rice, and white bread. That's why dietitians emphasize the importance of eating foods that are rich in fiber, as these foods produce a much more gradual rise and fall in blood sugar. Okay. Why didn't they think of this before? You know, it's funny because now they're going into, now it's going into the fact that freshly boiled pasta isn't as good I've left of it.
You know?
Like, really?
What?
Like, really?
I mean, really, in fact of really, in fact of other stuff being, how does one justify reheated pasta versus fresh pasta? Does it make sense? That's what I'm not getting. Reheated pasta is made in more starch resistant. Well, if you were to heat it enough times, won't you break the pasta in half? You know? That's the crazy part. That is... It's... really insane in the fact that, you know, how does science determine this? How does it determine it? I'm looking for that.
I guess I'd have to do an experiment, one with fresh pasta and one without, you know, to actually know the difference. But who's really counting in terms of, you know, whether you got flunzoni or pregno or pregnazone, or, sorry, not pregnazone, sorry, Doris, right, pregno or any other kind of pasta, you know? That's what I don't get. I don't get. But I don't get it. Do you?
I don't get it.
What, I mean, what do you not get?
What do you not get?
It's like, does it really matter if the pasta is heated or not?
Yeah.
Does it count?
I mean, does it count that you actually made a meal? You know, that you used a pot and pan and cooked boiled water and you made pasta. Does it use any, you know, they're saying that each day that they give blood samples.
Oh, good for you!
I know. Every...
Wait, for you.
It sounds great for you. Bravo. How many other things, you know, do we care about our blood pressure raising higher and higher? Probably not. You know? But do we... Do we realize it? Do we realize it's faster to actually become, you know, healthier? Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. But yet, what of these ice bucket challenges? What do we think of them?
Yeah.
You took it.
You know, it seemed like it just late August, like it just blew up. A couple weeks later, it's gone.
It died down so suddenly. Everybody was doing it, and
all of a sudden, nobody.
Well, nobody. Nobody wants to dump a bucket of water in Manhattan in the fall.
Yeah.
But it's almost like rebirth. Yes, we've got it for new characters. Even though maybe the series is not one to make fun of, but yes, we have dumped an ice bucket on our heads for Lou Gehrig's disease. Oh my god, that was great!
Yeah.
And it was going so well, too!
Phenomenally.
Well, phenomenally, you know, with everything phenomenally with everything else in the world,
it was kind of like an escape from everything that was going wrong with the world.
It's almost like the excuse for Ebola. You know, we can, you know, quite different making killing people, but, you know, at the same time, we will wake the earth up with our ice bucket. And nobody is actually
in it. It was huge.
Yeah, it was an epidemic. You know, how many people are you? How many people are you actually making? You know, you're not making fun of Lou Gehrig's disease, but you are making fun of the summer by saying, "Oh yes, we're going to," you know what I mean? You're only going to be as worse as so, you know, it is. It is funny because when we think of ALS, yeah, we think of Lou Gehrig, yeah, we think of the baseball player, but come on with we talk of Lou Gehrig's disease, but we talk of a disease and you're making fun of the disease, because that's what the Ice Bucket Challenge meant, like, said to me, you know what I mean? You're making fun of a disease that's pretty serious that a baseball player had. You know? And all around the world, you know, the funniest one was on Colbert, because they said, oh, don't waste ice.
Yeah.
And do you know what the staff person, people did?
What did they do?
They dumped the ice on the purpose of don't waste ice.
And he got very, very pissed. Which was very funny to see. But yet, the funny thing is that the ice broke out, you know, the person who invented the ice bucket challenge, on ESPN just 2 days ago said the following about the ice bucket challenge in Boston, that his physical appearance during the height of his baseball career and his voice is the attributes friends and teammates really most vividly, but it was the voice of a full-throttle, boundless exuberance and bravado and unadulterated joy. Yet, he lost his voice because of the ravages of amyloidosclerosis. But thanks to the power of social media, of thousands of voices speaking on his behalf, each ALS Ice Bucket Challenge video posted to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and dozens of other websites, brings a voice to the cause and continuous awareness of this devastating disease. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't donate any money, but yet I got a point across.
It got its point across, but I guess to me, you know, ice bucket challenge or no ice bucket challenge, it's one of those things that, you know, normal Americans are saying, oh yeah, let's dump a bucket of ice on our heads. And then the funnier part was that, you know, we saw people who didn't take it seriously. You know. And that's the crazy part.
Matt, I definitely took it seriously.
Oh, I mean, it, you know, but yet the main focus is to have a positive influence on family and friends. Okay, I get that. But having said that, you know, baseball is a great game, but the best thing you can do is spend time with your teammates, creating that unbreakable bond. Well, how do you expect to make an unbreakable bond when you're dumping ice on your head? You know?
I know.
I mean, what did you feel when you did the ice bucket challenge? What did it feel like?
You know, I felt proud to do it.
I mean, proud to do it.
Like it's like,
but
when you're doing something good, the cold does not bother you. Like, yes, I did this.
Well, yes, you did it. But raising a crapload of money or dumping a...
Dumping something
on your head.
Some people actually donated anyways, even if they did do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did do it, and then I donated some money. But at the same time, the person who didn't want us to waste ice...
Give me
a break.
You know, and there's places that don't have water, like... So if you live in a place that, like, has lots of water around, like, what's the water going to do? Go in the ground?
Exactly.
Go in the ground? And the cycle starts up again?
Yeah, exactly. It's as if somebody is shut. It's as if somebody is shut off the water main break of everybody, you know, every town. You know, and left us.
Left us in a drought. I mean,
exactly.
You're probably not doing the ice bucket challenge anyway if you're in a drought.
Yeah, but like the drought, it's kind of funny because. It's kind of funny in the fact that it's funny in the fact that like most people who did the challenge. It was fine, but it was just like, come on.
See, if you're complaining, like, hey, don't ruin my fun.
It's not ruining your fun. It's the fact that.
Try to do something good over here.
Trying to do something good over here. You know, but yet, how many people, you know, want to ruin the fun?
There's people that are like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are people that are like that. But, there are people that are like that, and there are people who want to ruin your fun, you know? That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes it's good to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gets to be crazy with everything. Like, the Ebola thing, tying it back to the end of the show, and I know we have a few minutes. But crazy in the fact that you have more shit available to you now in terms of the challenges that you can do to raise money. You know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
If you think about
Ice
Bucket Challenge may have seemed silly, but you know what? It was genius.
Well, it was genius. It was genius while it lasted.
Yeah.
You know.
And then people get bored of things and...
And then people got bored and then they left it. You know, is it going to be a seller thing? Probably not. You know. However, you know, everything that we have, we can actually make fun of. I mean, that's what it told me. And you? Was it told you?
What?
Was it told you, the ALS, you know, thing?
Told me, like, it's very serious.
It's serious,
like,
but...
You actually go into shock when you get the bucket dumped on you.
Well, yeah.
If you even flush for a few seconds.
It's a hell of a thing. You know. It's a hell of a thing. And... It's a hell of a thing, but... You know, people... have more of an appreciation... for things that they can actually do. You know what I mean? Rather than something that they can't. You know what I mean? But anyway... And then also there's Walmart in the last 53 seconds. That they are planning to abandon the minimum wage.
That what?
I know. Are planning to abandon the minimum wage, and reporters have investigated after a conference that it plans to pay all of its workers exactly a higher than federal minimum wage, but he doesn't say how much.
Even if it is, like, for another penny.
If it's another penny, it is our intention over time that we will be in a situation where we don't pay minimum wage at all. The move to pay all Walmart employees more than minimum wage could likely be symbolic and saying that less than 1% of Walmart's U.S. Employees currently make minimum wage. You know. That's crazy. That's insane. I mean... Even people, the CEOs of Subway, Derek Quinn, and McDonald's have been looking out of favor of the higher minimum wage. And IKEA has increased the lowest pay tier for U.S. workers, bringing the raise to more than 13,000 employees, which is pretty shocking. And overall, surveys have found that the majority of employers think that the minimum wage should be higher than it is, obviously, right?
You know what I mean? But in New York, protests is a ticketed in the Park Avenue apartment of Walmart heiress Alice Walton, where protesters would deliver a petition of asking living wages. You know. I applaud them for fighting. But fight in a way that is actually resilient. Don't fight in a way that is something that is not effective. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. And if it's
crazy.
A lot more, then you fight for it.
It's crazy. So, I guess with that said, we will be here next week.
I can't believe this week just. It just
popped by fast, didn't it? And next week, too. So I guess we will see you for another edition of AMC Press & Co. next week. And you'll have to wait until Monday, to find out what is going on. Anyway, have a great night, everybody.
By the way, find us at itsmyearth.com/AMC Press. Tweet us at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News.
Have a great weekend.
On that note.
Good night.